Hello, everyone. This is the Dirty 30 Diary. I am your host, Dirty D, and this is episode 10, titled Karma. Last week, just a quick recap, we discussed my run-ins with the law and my experience at being in jail. It was a major part of my life. I met a lot of good people, experienced a lot of, you know, ups and downs. For anyone who has someone in jail or has been in jail themselves, they know that it's, you know, definitely a very traumatic. It can be a very traumatic experience. For me, you know, it definitely taught me a lot. It was the thing that I think saved me from the lifestyle that I was living. It could definitely have been a lot worse, but it definitely was eye-opening regardless. So, moving on to this week's episode, entitled Karma. And this is inspired by actually a very personal situation that just happened recently. So a lot of the things that I've shared with you guys has been, you know, things that I have gone through in my past, like my distant past, like, you know, I think the most recent thing that I probably dealt with was like the Thanksgiving and stuff like that. But now this situation has happened fairly recently. Like, I'm still in it, actually. And yeah, so this is kind of like the first time I've been like explaining something that is currently like is currently happening. Like, this is a current situation. Hashtag current situation. So, yeah. So we're titling it Karma, or I'm titling it Karma. And I'm just going to kind of like breeze through some things that I've like read about karma. And I'll share with you what I think karma is, what I think it's not, and what the hell this has to do with what I'm currently going through. So, you know, karma is the belief that whatever we put in the universe will come back to us. I feel like this is mostly true. I feel like the law of karma has saved me on numerous occasions. I feel like I have done a lot of fucked up shit. Not necessarily, you know, with the intention on doing that, but I've done a lot of careless things. As a result of those things, I've hurt people in the process. And I don't necessarily feel like these things will come back to me in the way that I did them. Like, so if I steal from a liquor store or something, I used to steal a lot when I was a kid, actually. So when I steal from a liquor store, I don't think that, you know, someone's going to steal something from me of this equal or around the same value or something like that. Like, I don't think it's as literal as we like to think that it is. I think we all have lessons that we have to learn in life. And I think karma is those lessons, whether it's to teach us that we should do more of that thing that we did or we should do less of. So if you're kind to people, we like to see that as good karma. Is if we're fucked up to people, we like to see that as bad karma. So I think that that's a very like black and white way to look at it, and I think it gets a lot deeper than that. So yeah, so that's one of the main things that like stands out when people mention karma. I also believe that there's the past and the present and the future are all connected. So sometimes when things are happening, we think it's like all about that moment, or we don't know. Like, I don't know if anyone's, I'm pretty sure you guys have all experienced this, or maybe not. You'll have like a moment when something happens, and then in that moment, you'll realize why you met a specific person. Like, I don't know if I have an example on the top of my head, but just something will happen. Like, for example, I was dating this guy, and he was a part of this group. This music group, and this was when I was like 15, 16 years old, and I'm no longer, you know, I was involved with this guy for quite some time, in my high school years, I used to ditch school to go see him and steal my mom's car just to go see him in the Valley. And it was one, he was one of five guys. I somehow ended up staying connected to some of the guys in the group on Facebook over time. And, like, of course, a couple of my friends, like, dated some of his friends. You know how that goes. And recently, he contacted me, and he wanted to link up on a project together. And he's like, you're the only person in California that I feel like I could do this project with. And I'm like, oh, dope. So in my head, I'm like, well, damn, like, this is somebody who I made a connection with years ago. Like, we're talking, like, when I was 50, I'm 32 going on 33. And this was when I was, like, 15, 16. So, yeah, like, I had a moment where I was like, damn, like, this is crazy. I'm actually going to get this amazing opportunity to work with this person on this project. And this is someone that I never even, you know, thought of really working with. Like, we've talked about business and stuff, but it's someone who, of course, I wouldn't have thought that it would be the friend or the ex-band member of a guy that I was totally into at the time. Or, like, that just never occurred to me. So sometimes, like, the people and the things that we experience are somehow connected to our past or future or our present. And it's kind of up to us to kind to recognize those cycles and those connections. So karma is, it's a lot of things, and it could be a lot of things for a lot of people. Sometimes, like, I don't feel like everything that bad happens is connected to something bad that we did way back when. If that was the case, we'd just be constantly going through shit, because we're always doing something that won't be always seen as positive. So I just don't think that that's true. Yeah, those are, like, pretty much the main things that I would say. I asked on my Instagram page, the Dirty 30 Diary, for whoever is following, and a couple of people responded to the post. And it was pretty much, one person said, sometimes we try to save people from their own karma, thinking that it's quote unquote hard times or general misfortune. And I remember Oprah, everyone knows I love Oprah, she made a comment like she had to stop lending people money, because she said that she was preventing them from learning lessons in finances. So every time someone will call her for money, of course, you know, Auntie Oprah, like, can I borrow $10,000 to cover this debt or to solve this problem? And the problem itself may be a result of some poor choices that have been made, and they might not, it might be like a repeated choice, so, or repeated circumstance. So it's like one of those things where you want to help people, but sometimes their karma is somehow, you know, we're preventing their karma from happening because we're, like, rescuing them. So they have to continue to go through these periods, and we're, like, preventing it from helping. So whatever. So that was pretty much one of the things that people said. Someone else said it's not tit for tat. So again, like, it's not like I beat you up this many years ago and then I'm gonna get beat up later, because, you know, I just don't think it's that simple. So I pretty much have been dealing with someone. I've been talking to someone who I met on good old Tinder, and she doesn't live here. She came to visit me, and we had been talking and not really dating, but obviously, because she doesn't live here, but we've been talking for about 4 months, and then she finally came to visit on business. So we got a chance to meet, and let's just say it didn't go the way that I had planned it. And now I'm feeling like me meeting her was my karma, and I'm gonna tell you why. So as I explained on our cheaters episode and a couple other episodes, I had a person that I was with. We were inseparable for about 2 years or so. And I cheated on her. I withheld information from her. I lied to her. I did a number of things. Like, I was a horrible girlfriend. I was, like, the best horrible girlfriend ever, because we just got along so well. Everything was perfect, but I sabotaged it, and that was pretty much what it was. I had no reason to lie to her. She had never done anything to me. To this day, she's been a pretty awesome friend, not really on speaking terms right now, but you know, I can't really say anything bad about her in terms of what she has done to me or what her intentions were with me. So this person, in a nutshell, kind of caused me to think about karma, like really sit there and be like, you know what, it's a possibility that this is happening to teach me a lesson, not just about, you know, a lesson as far as like who, like not to teach me a lesson like who I am or anything, but just basically if this is even a 1/100th of the way that I made my ex feel, then I can completely understand what she went through. Because even for this person to, you know, on the scale of 1 to 10, this is like a 1, a category 1, and this person actually made me feel a lot of the things that I'm 100% sure that my ex felt when I did them. But this is like, we're talking like way smaller scale compared to what I did. So I'm willing to chalk it up to karma, and I definitely have a new perspective as to, you know, how I view me and my ex's situation and what I did to her and how I treated her, etc. So I'm sure you are wondering what the hell I'm talking about, and I'm going to share a little bit. My close friends pretty much know all that happened and all that went on, but I'll share like a half-ass story with you guys. So long story short, this person made herself out to be very, I guess, kind of like innocent and kind of, you know, just like really coy and timid, kind of like not really social, or like not social. She had friends and whatnot, but, you know, just someone who's not, you know, a juggler, not someone who's going to entertain situations. And in fact, she was entertaining situations, not only when she was in my absence, but when we were actually together, which is perfectly fine because we weren't together. However, it was more so about this person that she portrayed herself to be. And she wasn't that, or she had a period where she wasn't that. And I never personally forced her to tell me shit, let alone force her to be this person. I know for a fact that I'm Aquarius. I'm a social butterfly. I have friends. I have friends who were like, we've crossed boundaries before. I have a lot of different situations that, you know, are people could see like, oh, I flirt with a lot of people or something like that. And that's, you know, that's perfectly fine. I'm single. She's single. We hadn't met before in person, and we were just talking and FaceTiming and all that good stuff. And she had every right to do what the fuck she wanted to do. What she didn't have to do is make it seem like she was doing absolutely nothing. For me and my journey that I'm on, and just even with this podcast, just being more transparent and being more real and really embracing my truth and sharing it with people in a way where people don't normally share, like I'm oversharing most of the time these days. And for me to be on that journey and to meet someone who knows that I'm on that journey and acts as if they understand that journey, and then pretty much pulls a me on me, or a former me on me, was pretty eye-opening. So on top of that, once confronted, she continued to lie, continued to backpedal and piecemeal and do all these different things that I was guilty of, the exact things I was guilty of when I was dealing with my ex. Like when she found out that I cheated, I didn't tell her everything. I didn't come clean with everything. I pretty much concealed a lot of stuff. And it was very, very, very interesting how everything played out. So the way that it played out, I had different phases. I felt it was actually quite, it was like complete like irony, because I'm thinking this girl's kind of, you know, the opposite of what I would normally date as far as I guess I would call it square. Like, she is, you know, she's not like a party girl. She's from the country. I'm from the city. Kind of like a lot of contrast, a lot of opposite. Like, she had been with like very few people. I was with, you know, I've been with a lot of people. And it was just, you know, it was refreshing to see that even though someone's so different, we could also, you know, relate to each other. And I thought that was really dope. So I'm, you know, I embraced the idea of meeting her. And even though she was lived across the country, not across the country, like, you know, on the other side of the country, I was open to pursuing something with her once we met and once we, you know, connected physically. So to my surprise, country bumpkin, she is not. If she's a country bumpkin, then, you know, she is out here on Tinder living her best life. So, you know, it was a surprise. Like, I was kind of like, damn, like, I thought you were one of the quiet, not really quiet, kind of loud, but I thought she was, you know, the one more reserved, you know, she portrayed herself to be this person and she was not that person. And I was more so, I guess, disappointed. And the funny thing is when we actually had this conversation, I had therapy right after. And when I went to therapy, it was like right after. Like, so I went from arguing with this person about everything or talking to this person about everything. Wait, we were arguing. And then from there went straight to therapy. My therapist, I think she loved the session as much as I did, because it was the most questions she's ever asked in any session, to be honest. Like, we were having a really good time, like cracking jokes. She cursed. It was great. Excuse me. And yeah, so I have this experience and I'm just like, damn, like, this is funny. Like, this is interesting. So I had like a roller coaster of emotions. At first I felt betrayed, not really betrayed. I felt like more like disappointed. And then a part of me was like, damn, like, well, if this person isn't even like, you know, she don't go out, she doesn't do certain things that, you know, normally the girls that I would date do. And she a liar too. So I'm sitting here like, well, damn, like, I'm trying to be a better person and be more honest and transparent. And then I meet this person who I think is, you know, has no reason to lie and is honest and transparent. And then she lies. And it was kind of, you know, at first she gave a lot of excuses, but I do feel like she's sorry. I feel like she didn't really mean it, but I'm kind of just like turned off at this point. And for a long time, I questioned my ex, because I was like, you know, when you feel like you have a connection with someone and you're just like, you know, I have a connection with you, and then they hurt you, and then you're just ready to like throw in the towel. And I questioned that for a really long time, but I had never been like really cheated on. Like, I've been kind of like betrayed in relationships, but I'm very, I like to say, like, catch me while I care. Like, your window for me to give a fuck is very small. And if you happen to get through that window, then I might actually give you what you want. But if not, like, I get over things rather quickly. So I've never really dated anyone that did something to me and I was like, oh my God, how could you? Like, it's more so, for a very long time, I just assumed that everyone was full of shit. And for the most part, it was because I was full of shit. So I just assume everybody was, you know, bullshitting their ass through life, which a few are, but, well, more than a few. But I honestly just was more or less, like, disappointed. I never feel like I waste time with people. Me and my friend were talking about this earlier, and I don't feel like people are a waste of time. Like, even if you date someone and they end up being full of shit and the whole time you're being exclusive, you pretty much, like, saved your pussy or, you know, your dick from going through some other type of trauma or abuse. Like, when you're focused on one person, if you could, you know, prevent yourself from entertaining other bullshit. So it's never really a waste of time. So my personal feeling about it is that first I was disappointed because I really felt I'm not lonely, but I do want a partner. Like, I definitely see myself having a partner, and that's how I want a partner, period. There's no question about it. So I had made plans in my head or had like kind of romanticized the idea of her being like my potential partner. And that kind of just like went away. Like, it wasn't so much that, okay, man, like it's not about to be her. It was more so like, damn, I'm single again. Like, not saying I wasn't single before, but I definitely wasn't entertaining as many situations as I would have entertained had I not been talking to her for the past four months or so. So, yeah. So just experiencing all these different emotions, I'm like, wow, like this is on small scale status. So if I'm experiencing and going through all these emotions and feelings like this, then what was my ex feeling? Like, that we were together for about a year and we were like inseparable for that same amount of time. And then on top of that, we were pretty much in love with each other. So it's kind of like, this is a person that I just like and I'm feeling like this. So imagine if, you know what I mean? Like, I'm just kind of looking at it now, like it was definitely karma. Like, there's no question. There's too many similarities. There's too many moments. Like, I had so many aha moments while I was having this conversation with this girl. And I'm just like, wow, like I really went through a lot with this person in a short amount of time. So I can't even imagine going through it with someone who, you know, I had been with for, you know, years in comparison. So is it my karma? If I had to bet money on it, I would say yes. But I do know that there's a lot of things that I've gone through. And then there's times where I'm like, and I hate to say this, but I'm just, you know, it's the dirty 30. I'm just going to be honest. There's times when I'm just like, bruh, when is so-and-so going to get their fucking karma? Because I know people who, and I know I'm not supposed to think like that. I know you're supposed to be, you know, let God do the work for you, blah, blah, blah. However, it's some people, sometimes I think of how, like, people that I know, like, their intentions aren't good and they kind of go through life kind of fucking up everyone else's. Like, I've witnessed, like, when I fuck up someone's life, it's not intentional. Like, even when I have, and I think, because when this happened, I'm just going to be honest, when this happened, I had this, like, mischievous plan and I was going to act like everything was fine the entire trip and, like, lay it on thick. And then towards the end of the trip, or actually I was going to tell her on the way to the airport, and then it went from that to I'm going to tell her in a letter on the plane. And the letter was like really fucked up. Like, it was like, it ended like, the last line was like, I don't have any regrets about this trip other than the fact that I spent it with you. Like, it was just really, like, I was in a really dark place for a second. And I found like pleasure in it, and it was like became like this game. And then I was like, no, I'm not really hurt. I'm not that hurt to go through those, like, take those measures. Like, I'm more disappointed than anything, and I'm not as hurt, because it wasn't like she cheated on me. It was just like, damn, like, I thought you were like this, but you're really like this, or you have the ability to do this and not do this. So when it came down to it, the fact that I couldn't really trust her with certain stuff, and the fact that she was like not a very good communicator, and I'm like a sign that loves to communicate, so I'm a person that loves to communicate, so I just couldn't picture this working. So we're just gonna be friends. But anyway, I honestly feel that sometimes I think about like my ex, for example. He used to like beat my ass constantly. Not constant. I won't say constantly. We've had like, if I could guess a number, I would say like 7 like fights where they got physical. And sometimes I wonder, like, I want him to like get his ass beat. Like, I want somebody to like jump that nigga, like, for real, like, that's how I feel sometimes. And like, I know that's not like a good feeling to like project into the universe, but that's how I feel. So like, with karma, I don't know how it works for certain people. I don't know if like people are secretly going through things that we don't know about. And that would be my educated guess. Like, even when we don't think people are going through karma, like they are, but they don't say it. But I feel like you would know. Like, I don't know. I just, you know, that was like an honest moment. Like, I really, sometimes I think about certain people and I watch them and how they operate. And I'm just like, I hope you fucking get yours. Like, that's an honest feeling. But yeah, I just, going through this whole ordeal, this whole situation, just really opened my eyes and made me feel like, yeah, the karma is a thing. And I think that I still have work to do. I have to keep, I can't let this situation kind of make me relapse into the person that I was, because a part of me was just like, this is exactly why I don't date. This is exactly blah, blah, blah. Like, this is exactly why I keep my options open and I stay talking to multiple people, because for a while I just kind of was focused on her and getting to know her, which is fine. I don't regret that part. Like I said, I probably prevented myself from entertaining some crazies or some not so beneficial situations, and that's fine. However, I have a strong feeling that this was my karma for my previous relationships. Just too many similarities, too many similar lessons. So there's this, like, these 12 laws of karma that I came across. And there's the great law, like I said, whenever we put into the universe will come back to us. I feel like that's true. So if you, it's part, I feel like it's still partially true to me, but anyway. So I feel like it is true. And I feel like, I would say, I guess it's true. I want to say partially, but that's just me being difficult. But if this is true, then, you know, I don't know if there's a way. I guess I'll keep reading the laws. Like, I guess my question would be, does that mean that, like, is there anything you can do to, like, steer your karma? Like, if I do something bad and then I do a bunch of good stuff, like, am I then gonna get less karma? Would be my question to the universe. So let me know. Get back to me if you think you have the answer to that question. Slide in my DMs or email me. There's the law of humility, which is one must accept something in order to change it. I think that's kind of where I am in my life, where I'm just like accepting all the bullshit that I've done, not just to other people, but also to myself. Just really being accountable, which is the next one, the law of responsibility. You must take responsibility for what's in our lives. So a lot of times something will happen and then we'll be like, this is karma. Or we'll be like, this is, or if you're how I used to be, you'll blame it on someone else or someone else is doing, or, you know, a lot of times we, like, I've been pretty, like, I guess, not necessarily accountable. That's like something new that I'm dealing with. But as far as like when things happen to me, I accept that I could have prevented it. But as far as like being accountable and then moving forward, like making the necessary changes to prevent that it happens again, I've definitely failed at that. The law of responsibility. Oh, I'm sorry. That was number three. Number four, the law of focus. We cannot think of two different things at the same time. Yeah, that's a struggle. I know that I can't, but I always feel like I do. I feel like there's things, a million things going on. Even as I'm doing the podcast, like things are popping into my head that I would love to mention, but I'm not going to mention it because you guys would think I'm crazy. So, the law of here and now. We cannot be present if we're looking backward, which is definitely true. I have a tendency to think about things that have already happened instead of just accepting this is how they happen and I need to move forward. I don't really, when it comes to negative things, I try to move it right along, but I definitely am guilty of kind of reflecting on things that could have gone differently. The law of patience and reward. The most valuable rewards require persistence. Definitely persistence is something that I'm good at. Like, if I want something, I can constantly move in its direction. Like, I'll continue to pursue something, sometimes in a good way, sometimes in a bad way. Like, sometimes I'm just like, I can manipulate some shit, I tell you. But yeah, that's pretty easy. The law of creation. Life does not happen by itself. We need to make it happen. Definitely true. The law of growth. When we change ourselves, our lives change too. Definitely true. I'm in a constant state of evolving. Just this podcast alone is evidence of that. It's been a, you know, my 30s has been very, there's definitely transforming me in a way that I never imagined. You know, credit to my ex and all the things that happened around this time, like around when my 30s started, like a lot of stuff started to happen. I'm in the midst of some things happened and I've already learned and grown from them. And some things I'm still obviously learning. The law of connection, the past, present, and future are all connected. Definitely, definitely true. Like I gave the example of my friend calling me to work on this project earlier, but it happens a lot for me, just meeting people, because I tend to keep in contact with people via social media usually, and a lot of times I'll kind of have a feeling like, why the fuck do I still talk to this person, or something to that nature, and then I'll meet someone through someone or something. Like even this podcast, it was initially a book idea that I wanted to do over 3 years ago, or almost 3 years ago, and I wasn't doing anything in regards to the Dirty 30 Diary for almost 3 years. And then all of a sudden, because of like the stuff that I had already put in the atmosphere and in the universe had basically come back, like, okay, now it's time. So it was like something that was past that was brought into my present. And, you know, this is only the beginning. So who knows what the future holds. So it's very true. The law of giving and hospitality. Our behavior should match our thoughts and actions. So this is kind of like, I've had conversations with people about integrity. Integrity is something that I definitely was not privy to. Like, I didn't really know what even the word meant until, you know, I knew what the word meant, but I was never really briefed on it. It was never something that was preached about or talked about, or at least I didn't hear it when I was younger. Like, I definitely think people should talk about more about integrity, definitely more about accountability, and like, just, you know, people from New York, I have like a lot of friends from New York, and they're always like, you know, I remember when they used to always say like word is bond and all this other shit. Like, I never really knew what that meant. Like, especially if you used to be, if you have a habit of lying, which I definitely had, you can't be a person of your word if you're a liar. So like literally everything, not everything, but literally most of the things that come out of your mouth is pretty much bullshit. So you can't really be a person of your word if your word doesn't mean shit. So integrity was something that wasn't preached to me. It wasn't something my mom told me about. It was something that like my ex used to talk about a lot, but she had her own reasons why it was important to her. So you know, me in my 30s, I'm definitely learning more about it and how to, you know, have it and keep it, and definitely through thoughts and actions, like our behavior should match. So if I say something and I claim to be this type of person, like that should match up with the things that I do in my daily life. And I think I'm doing a decent job at that. I could do better, but definitely this law in particular is more so related to what I've recently went through. Like, that was the part that kind of shattered me, was that the person that she portrayed herself to be did not match her behavior. And that's when shit hit the fan. Then there's the law of change. History repeats itself until we learn from it and change our path. If this isn't the fucking truth, I don't know what is. This is like, that's a lot. Like, that's major. Like, there's a lot of times we're like, why do I keep going through the same shit? It's because you haven't learned the lesson yet. Once you learn the lesson, you'll probably stop going through it. Like, I know that in my finances, this is definitely the issue. Like, I'll have the opportunity to prove myself. Like, girl, you just got this money. Don't do this with it. Do this with it. Like, put it up, save it, put it towards whatever you're going through, and then I'll do the opposite. I'm not like a splinter. Like, I don't go crazy, but there's definitely things that I'm supposed to be doing, and I'll do the opposite. So, yeah, I mean, it's a hard lesson to learn. And it kind of sucks because you just think that these things keep happening, and we have the habit of being like, oh, this keeps happening to me. But there's a reason why it keeps happening to you, because you're not doing what you know that you're supposed to do, or you're not learning what you're supposed to learn from it the first time. If you keep dating the same person, you keep doing the same shit, and you keep being the same person, and then you're like, why does this keep happening? If you say shit a lot, like, if you say, why does this keep happening a lot, then you need to, like, learn whatever lesson that you're supposed to learn and act accordingly. And then maybe it'll stop. Just maybe. The last one is the law of significance and inspiration. Rewards are a result of the energy and effort we put into it. So if you do good, and this is what I personally think, like, if you do good, good will come back to you. Not saying that it's, again, tit for tat. Not saying that, you know, good things don't happen to bad people and bad things don't happen to good people. It's just, I've honestly never met someone that was so good to everyone who just constantly had bad shit happening to them. If you know a person like that, let me fucking know, and I would love to meet them and have them on the show. Me personally, I feel like this law right here saved me a lot of time, a lot of fucked up shit that could have happened. Like, I've always been, one thing I can't say, like, my core is good. Like, my intentions are good. When I live my life, or when I'm living life, I don't seek, you know, to do negative shit to people. I don't seek to do bad shit to people. For the most part, I come from a good place. Like, even like when I talk to my friends and they're always complaining about, like, nobody supports me and nobody does this. Well, like, have you tried supporting people? Like, and then letting that be the result of, you know, your support for other, like, let it come back to you. You have to put it out first, and then you'll get more of it. Like, when you it's like the law of attraction that I'm always talking about. You have to put it out there if you want to receive it. So if you're constantly feeling like people are taking advantage of you and this and that, and you're not meeting, you know, positive people, like, if you're, when I'm having a good day, I meet cool people. If I'm having a bad day, bad shit happens. So it's like, if you keep with whatever your behavior is, like, and you're trying to, you feel like a lot of bad things are happening, or you're not reaping the rewards of, you know, good rewards or something like that in your life, then you kind of have to just keep putting the good out there, and it'll eventually return. I definitely believe that. Like, inspire others, love on others, support others, uplift each other. And I mean, you can't do certain things, like, in vain. Like, there's certain things that's not how the universe works. Like, if you are constantly giving people money, like, you're going to be constantly probably receiving money. I definitely believe that. And there's times when I help people out and I end up getting, like, 3 times the help that I gave. That's just my personal experience. I don't know how with everybody else. But, yeah, I definitely think that this is what has saved me, because sometimes I feel like I should definitely, you know, get, if I got everything that I gave, You know, I would be up shit creek. But I think that I've gotten less of what I've, you know, done to people, or maybe what the hurt that I've caused people with my actions, because I feel like I go out of my way to, you know, give to my friends and give to my family and, you know, give to people and support people. And I think it does lessen the blow a little bit to your negative karma. So, and I definitely think that is very true. So those are the 12 laws in a nutshell. So as we close, yeah, I think I got my first dose of karma, and I am not even my first dose. I'll say that I got my realest dose of karma. Like, this is the first time I was like, okay, I see you, universe. I heard you loud and clear. And I, you know, I'm hoping that, I don't know if this is the end of it or this is just the beginning. I'm definitely hoping it's the end, obviously. But I've definitely learned a lot of lessons about what I want in a partner, what I would like in a partner, what I need in a partner. I've definitely kind of got my slap on the wrist, a much needed slap on the wrist, as far as just kind of having my eyes open and seeing a new perspective to the situation that I was previously in with my ex. And yeah, I think that, you know, if I would put like a timer on it, it's almost a year to the day that, you know, a lot of stuff was, you know, when shit started to hit the fan for me, which then like my transformation sort of began, like my journey began. So do I regret it? No. You know me, I don't regret shit. But I'm very grateful that, you know, it could have been a lot worse. Like I said, this is just part of it. But I definitely am looking forward to just meeting that person and growing with them and just applying like these lessons and just seeing how everything unfolds. I think that when we learn lessons and we apply them, we just kind of continue to learn more and more about what we want until we get it right. So that does conclude this episode. This is the last episode for the next couple of weeks. So if you haven't already, go ahead and get caught up on previous episodes of the Dirty 30 Diary. Make sure you are following us on Instagram, Twitter, Tumblr, Facebook, all those different places. And again, it's the Dirty 30 Diary. The Dirty 30 Diary. Also, when we come back, I'm going to be having more people on the show to discuss certain topics. And I really want people to be more engaged with the show. So, for example, if you have a situation that you would like to share and it is kind of not the norm. So I'm not talking about like, oh, you know, you were cheated on, or you cheated on your girlfriend or boyfriend. Like, I want to know the stuff that people don't normally talk about. So you were cheated on by your or you cheated with your girlfriend's boss and she lost her job. Like, I want drama. Like, I don't want it to, not like Jerry Springer drama, but I want it to be, I want to give people realistic perspectives, because people, so more often than not, people like to act like crazy shit don't happen to them, or they like to tell the surface of the crazy, and I want to get like deep down in the crazy. So I want to know more about, you know, the things that you don't think that people will be able to relate to, because I want to prove you wrong. And yeah, so if you have a story or you have a question or you want to if you have a specific situation, you want to know how to proceed, if you need, I don't want to call it advice, but if you need some different perspectives on what you may be going through, what you may be experiencing, no matter what it is, it could be just a life situation, doesn't necessarily have to be a relationship. I want you to feel comfortable and open to writing in, and so that I can share these different scenarios with the world. And you can write to my email. That's the Dirty 30 Diary. That's the Dirty 30 Diary at gmail.com. That's the Dirty 30 Diary at gmail.com. So, or you could slide in my DMs and, you know, we can have a brief conversation about what you're experiencing or what you need help with. And we could really, you know, air out your dirty laundry, not anonymously, of course, and just kind of get to the root of shit and stop thinking that we're the only persons going through certain stuff. I like to think that I thought about this actually when I was high. I don't smoke weed, so when I do, I don't smoke weed often. So when I do, it's always times 10. Like, I could take one puff and just be done and go on a whole trip by myself. So I had recently did this with my friend, and I've gotten the habit of writing shit down when I'm high because I feel like I have these amazing ideas, and by the time I sober up, I totally forget them. So when I was smoking recently, I wrote this down because to me it was genius at the time. And then when I woke up, it wasn't as genius as I thought it was, but it was still very true. So here it goes. Getting, like, you going through something and not sharing it with the people who are close to you is like when you get high and you guys are kind of like, you know, when you get high and you get to that point where you're like tripping out, but you don't want to act like you're tripping out because you don't know if the other person's tripping out. So both of you guys are just fucking sitting there looking stupid, going through your shit, the same trip, sitting right next to each other, but you're not experiencing it together because you're too busy trying to act like you're not experiencing it at all. You're trying to just act normal, act regular, don't make a scene, don't be too loud, don't talk too much, because then everyone will know that you're lightweight and that you're high and you'll look crazy. And I think that's what we do a lot in life. We are going through so much shit and we're experiencing these things that seem crazy and outlandish to us, but secretly our neighbor, our sister, our brother, our best friend, our coworker are going through these same things, and we need to start opening up these discussions about these things so that we can work through them and we can heal and we could be better people and we could stop thinking that our problems are our own and our problems are rare and our problems aren't relatable and that we're the only people going through shit. Like, everyone's going through shit. People confide in me a lot of times about their shit, and when they confide in me about their shit, I can't tell them that somebody else that I know is going through the same shit, but that's usually the case. I'm like, girl, everybody had a drunken gangbang. Like, you're tripping. Like, we've been through this before. Let's talk about it. Ain't nobody gonna tell you they had a gangbang unless, you know, you were in the gangbang together and then now you gotta try. That was a bad example. But anyway, that concludes the show. And yeah, I just wanna have more open conversations about real shit and air your dirty laundry and come clean with me. So hopefully I get some emails, letters. Well, not letters. Nobody does letters. But I do want to get some emails, DMs about some stuff. Like, let's talk about some real shit. So I will see you guys in 2 weeks, the second week of January. And stay connected to the social media sites. Turn your notifications on. Wherever you're listening to this podcast, please like it, share it, rate it, review it, positive feedback, all that. Refer it to a friend, listen with your homies, do all that good stuff. I appreciate you guys for listening, and I will hear you, or not hear you. I will see you when I see you, or not see you either, but you'll hear my voice second week of January.